This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the show. As always, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, New York City's a fun place to visit every now and then. I prefer less often than more often.
But I wouldn't want to live there.
No, I would not want to live there. And, you know, one of the things that is nice about New York and big cities like that is that, you know, you do have a lot of food choices. There's a lot of different types of restaurants, a lot of different styles of cooking, and, you know, different ethnicities, that kind of thing. And that's one of the fun parts about going to the big city is you get a lot of choice. But on the other hand, there's a lot of regulations going on in New York City. If you want to serve food to other human beings, you'd mentioned, Rich, that we were enjoying some agorist tacos here in the studio tonight. What does agorist mean? We didn't take a moment to define that. We just threw the term out. Most people probably don't know.
Okay, well, agorism comes from the Greek word for market, which agora. Is agora, and it's the same root as agoraphobia, which is fear of open spaces, but it actually comes from the Greek fear of the marketplace, which would be the open space in the middle of town.
So do socialists have agoraphobia?
You could say that. They definitely have an irrational fear of markets. It's obviously not in keeping with the psychological use of the term, but I think economically you could call it that. And basically, agorists define counter-economic activity as any activity that takes place in the gray or black market, provided it is peaceful activity. And they define agorism as counter-economic activity, which is carried out for a political purpose. So you can do counter-economic activity just to make money. Mm-hmm. Maybe you run a supper club out of your living room or
sell drugs.
Sell drugs. Drugs are really not a good risk-benefit ratio a lot of the time, unless you're going to be unless you're going to make a lot of money. It's a pretty dangerous thing. I really like selling, you know, tacos and brownies and things like that because, you know, you can make a living doing it, and yet they sound so ridiculous if they bring you to court and try and do anything serious to you. And so I think it turns up the laugh factor and it turns down the risk factor.
True.
But if you're going to be serious about the drug trade, there is a lot of money in it. The danger of it is it's very difficult to hold on to the money that you make without using violence to defend it. And
there's also the danger of prison, which is the most present.
Absolutely. There's also, so basically you are at great risk of violence, both of the officially sanctioned and the officially unsanctioned variety.
So, but agorism,
don't try this at home.
So what you're saying, though, is agorism adds in an intention into counter-economic activity that is working within the black market or the gray market or the underground in some way, not jumping through government hoops, not getting licenses, not getting permission slips, but also with the intention of ending what, the state?
Not necessarily ending the state, although I think most agorists would like to see it just go away. I would say the long-term intention of agorism does include and does predict that once market solutions have replaced government solutions, once the agora can do everything that government once did.
So roads, justice, protection services, things like that.
And especially protection. Eventually, they believe private protection companies would become so strong and governments would become so weak that the private protection agencies would be able to defend you against government.
So here's, I guess, My quibble with this is that the term agorist, as you've defined it here, and I've heard it defined this way previously, is that it has to have an intention to take down the state or the status quo or, you know, the existing structure of regulations and things like that. That pretty much only exists in the mind of the entrepreneur, right? I mean, if you're selling tacos or you're selling weed or whatever it is you're selling to people, it's not necessarily the case that the customers are going to know the intentions behind why the person started the business or continues to operate the business. All the customer really cares about is this taco hot? Is it tasty? You know, am I enjoying it? Is it a good price? Was it delivered on time? That kind of thing. You know, similar things with the weed. Ultimately, the intentions of the person who's running the business don't really reflect, in most cases, on how the business is run or whether those intentions are in any way visible or transparent to the customers, right?
Well, the way I look at it is that counter-economic activity is not activism. It's just a money-making scheme, but the minute it becomes activism, that's when it becomes agorism.
So when you say it becomes activism, would that mean like when you were selling cannabis, which we can talk about because you got convicted for it and you went to jail.
Sure.
So when you were selling cannabis, you weren't doing that as activism, but you knew that there could come a time.
I was doing that as activism, and I would really love to have that argument with you and Mark and rehash the argument as to whether or not when I was in jail, I was in jail for activism.
Well, I believe you were in jail for activism. But,
right. But you believe I was in there for the activism of not snitching?
That's one thing, but also the activism of going to trial, period. You know, taking something to
and,
a trial.
And going to trial and taking a stand. But I would say that the other way in which what I was doing was activism is that As I did agorism, and the thing that made it agorism and not just counter-economic activity in my mind is that when I was doing it, I would explain to the people who were running for me and
running
who basically
pot.
Worked for me. Yeah, the subcontractors who went out and bought from me and sold to others. I would explain to them how my business worked. I would explain to them the economic impacts of what I was doing, and I would show them that I was making money off them by helping them, and that even though I was making good money, they were not worse off but better off for doing business with them. So I was using it as a platform to teach economics, and
okay,
I also showed them a lot about business theory. For example,
but most agorists aren't doing that. They're not sending along with their tacos a little note saying, you know, here's how the economy works, or here's what liberty is, or anything like that. They're just selling pizza or tacos. Not that there's anything wrong with those things, but would you say then that without some sort of overt messaging to the customer, or without some overt activism of disobedience or non-cooperation with the state, that it is not agorism just because it's intended to enrich the person who also doesn't like the state?
Well, it depends. I mean, if that person, you could consider agorism to be slow-acting civil disobedience in that you are doing something semi-openly if you're advertising it to customers.
Which almost never happens.
Which is illegal.
Right, and then it almost never happens. And this has been my big critique.
It rarely happens.
It's been
we
my
try
big critique
to keep it on the QT.
Of the agorists in the liberty community is there's a lot of talk about agorism, which the point of agorism, as you already indicated, is to compete with the existing structure to bring, ultimately with the goal of bringing down the state by creating competition to its services. And so what my critique has been is that the few agorists that we've had have not advertised openly the fact that their service exists. Not only that, they've not even really used word of mouth as far as advertising. They're not looking to expand their agorist footprint, if you will, beyond the immediate community of libertarians who would be their customer base. Because ultimately, if they really want to have a success, they're going to have to expand beyond that. And if they want to have the chance at it being civil disobedience, it has to be on the radar to some extent. It's not civil disobedience if you're making tacos for your friends and taking a few bucks, and then the state state comes along and says stop and you stop. That's not civil disobedience.
No, that would be civil obedience.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about agorism, we still need to get to the salt story here. That was sort of the warm-up for the ridiculous regulations going into place in New York City. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. 450 free. Maybe you do agorism, the idea of working sort of in the underground marketplace with the intention of bringing down the state. You want to share your experience with us? We'd love to hear about it. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, or Skype into the show. Skype username's lrn.fm. Now, whether you're working in the underground or you are, you know, above board with your business, you probably still need to have business cards to promote yourself. Or if you're an agorist and you're ready to come out and be public with your agorist business, then grab some business cards over at Vistaprint.com. You can get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 from Vistaprint. All you have to do is use code FTL when you're at the checkout. You can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. You can upload your logo to one of their designs or upload your entire design. You know, you can design the entire card, which is what I did for the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree cards that I made in full color over at Vistaprint. And by the way, they guarantee that you'll love your products every time or they'll make it right. It's super easy to use their online card designing tool. I've done it. You can go give it a try yourself. And then when you're checking out, use code FTL and you'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. So we were talking about agorism, and certainly you're welcome to call in and share your thoughts. But what the reason I brought all this up was to talk about how terrible it can be to be regulated by the government, as the businesses in New York City are. Now, there are the underground...
Don't regulate me, bro.
Please don't. There are the underground chefs, and these are folks who will go into people's homes, or they will have people come to their home, the chef's home, and they'll prepare, like, a nice, fancy meal. Like, for foodies, people who are really into fancy foods and, you know, quality ingredients and all of that. And they'll charge $50 a plate or something, you know, for this sort of food experience that they create in their own home. And apparently they do fairly well for themselves. But the city, they're looking for people like that. They don't like it when people are cooking for other people for profit out of their own kitchens. Because whenever you're making money without the government getting a cut, the government agents get very upset about it. And then once you get on their radar, if you've got a business that's out in the open, that's in a shopping mall or in a strip mall, shopping center, or wherever, they're going to come and they're going to hassle you. And once they get some money out of you, they know they'll be able to get more. So that's when the fines just keep coming. The new regulations, new controls, new taxes, new fines. They just keep stacking them on, stacking them on, stacking them on until the businesses crumble, until they can no longer handle dealing with all these regulations, all the costs that are involved in jumping through these hoops.
And there's a... there's a way that I'm working on getting around that, because for me as a minister, it's an article of my faith that I must not support government. And that means I can't buy their permits. I cannot pay their taxes, because I know that money will get used to harm others.
Correct.
And for me to do that would be an act of cowardice. And as I don't want to do that. So to me, I believe it's the First Amendment issue. And that
freedom
will be
of religion.
Freedom of religion.
Yep.
And it may well be, I would like to see my church be able to form a tribe that is as free as the Amish.
That'd be awesome.
To where the Amish trade with each other and they don't necessarily report things to the government, and they're pretty much left alone so long as they don't bother others.
That's because the Amish are willing to actually stand up for their beliefs. When the state comes after them, they don't just take a plea deal like your average person will do so. Mm-hmm. They actually stand up for what they believe in, for their religious freedom. And the state has backed down and backed down and backed down when it comes to the Amish.
And not just that, but they'll help each other. Mm-hmm. When one of them gets in trouble with the state, they will all work together and help to support that person's legal defense.
Right, and they do that no real communications methods or power for the most part. And we've got communications abilities. We've got the internet. We've got a community of people that we can easily connect with. And technically, we should be able to be more successful than the Amish, but we don't have the history that the Amish do.
Well, exactly. And we don't. We're individualists, and sometimes we don't realize that other people's activism can benefit us. But, for example, I'm going on trial for possession of marijuana. sometime soon.
Probably in the summertime.
Probably in the summertime. And I believe, again, that that is a violation of my First Amendment rights, and even more so my rights under the New Hampshire Constitution, which says that I should be free to worship God according to my conscience so long as I do not disturb the peace of others or disturb the worship of others.
Yep.
And I have done neither by smoking marijuana, and I've got a defense fund right now, so I'm speaking feelingly about this.
How does one contribute to the defense fund?
You can go to GoFundMe.com/NH420.
Okay, that's easy enough.
Yeah, it's not bad.
GoFundMe.com/NH420. What are you looking to raise?
We're looking to raise $5,000, and we're going to be filing a lot of motions in this case. We're going to use a scattergun approach and hit them with everything we have. I have a woman who's been through law school but is not a lawyer and is willing to write motions for me for $35 an hour. So we are not going to be squandering this money. We are going to be using it very efficiently, and she loves the cause, and she loves jury nullification, and she's passionate. She's exactly what I want
I'm excited. It's an interesting approach. Hopefully it will be successful. Hopefully you can get a jury, which I think is one of the first steps I would recommend. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but I would recommend, you said you wanted to bypass the bench trials. This is what you told me, and jump straight to a jury. That's something you can do in New Hampshire. You can either, if you have a Class A misdemeanor in New Hampshire, you can either go to a bench trial, have the full bench trial, get convicted, because you usually get convicted at a bench trial, and then you can appeal what they call de novo, or from the beginning, to the jury trial. So basically, the everything that happened at the bench trial with the judge is sort of put on the shelf, and it doesn't really count. And then you go into the jury trial, and you start over from the start with that. But you can also just waive the bench trial from the beginning and go straight into that jury trial process. And that's what you told me you wanted to do, in which case I would suggest putting that motion in sooner rather than later. Because I don't know if it locks in your charge at a Class A.
I don't believe it does.
It probably doesn't, but at the very least it might be in the process to where they won't even think about dropping it to a Class B.
It might well, and at least it expresses my opposition to that.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'll need to research the judge and find out. Remember that the trial de novo takes place in Superior Court, and the trial by bench occurs in District Court. So if the District Court judge, I find out in my research with other defense attorneys, if that district court judge is sympathetic to marijuana, if he dismisses marijuana cases from time to time or something like that, then I might take a risk on him.
I see where you're coming from.
It all depends, and we're going to have to gather more information on that, and that's going to cost money, so I hope you'll help us out.
GoFundMe.com/, NH420?
NH420.
All right, that's how you can help out Rich with his legal defense fund, as the arraignment date is coming up in a couple of weeks. So we're still just beginning this process, and hopefully you'll be updating our listeners as time goes on with this case. Rich, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you- you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The salt fines in New York City. This is the new thing for restaurateurs. They'll be facing fines if they don't warn their customers of salty dishes. We'll tell you more about that. You can join us as well. Skype username LRN.FM. And you, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interaction should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the statist paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous, while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. As we go to the phones, to the fun. We got Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live, tuned to Kiva. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a success story. The chain smoker that I was complaining about.
Well, the chain smoker, was this the person at the bus stop?
No, in my complex. You know how?
The apartment building. Okay, because you've called complaining about smokers on a couple different occasions. Okay.
Dirty smokers.
And by the way, you're on the line here with two people who have and, you know, do smoke various different things.
Well, you know, the thing is, I have to tolerate them on the bus stop as much as I can. You know, it's outdoors at least. It blows away. But I have eight apartment complexes stuck together. But see, there was a one lady on oxygen, and I think that might have a factor. She has breathing problems, and if it's going to her vent, you know, what are they going to do? Just tell everybody, if you don't like it, if you don't like the smoke, just move. You know, and then she's in her 60s or something like that. And this is the kind of the arrangement that winds up happening with everybody mixed together, sharing the same vent in apartment complexes. So, you know, I understand, like, it's their apartment, it's their space, but they can smoke, it's their house, they can smoke if I want to, technically.
Well, the unfortunate thing is in many states now, and I don't know if New Mexico is one of these, it's illegal to have a smoking apartment complex. So all apartment complexes are non-smoking, and therefore smokers just move into them and smoke because they can't rent a place where they can smoke. In a free market where you had the right to rent an apartment where you could smoke, then I would say it would be very bad manners and probably initiation of force to rent a non-smoking apartment and smoke in it. But in a situation where you can only rent non-smoking apartments, then, like you say, everybody's forced together. There's no way to distinguish between smokers and non-smokers, and therefore they all go in together and they bother each other.
So your apartments are smoking allowed, though, correct, where you live?
Yes, I think so. It was smoking allowed, but for some reason they cut it out because, I mean, it's all – in the long run, it's a money loss for the complex, because if they have two chain smokers and everybody else moves out, six people move out, and they're going to rent again, and then they complain, and they move out again after a year, I mean, they're actually losing more money catering to the smokers.
Well, the way they can solve that problem is they can make a determination that they want to be an apartment building for smokers or an apartment building for non-smokers.
And then advertise it.
I mean, smokers don't complain and move out when their neighbors smoke. So therefore, if you have a building that has only smokers in it, you have a bunch of people who aren't bothering each other at all. If you do live in an apartment complex where smoking is permitted and you don't like smoke, then I would say you're foolish to move into a place where smoking is permitted, and you should go find a place where it's not permitted, because they definitely exist.
Yes, they
do.
It's
hard for smokers to find any place they can rent, and for people to rent in a smoking apartment complex and then complain that their neighbors are smoking is pretty douchey, I would say.
Yep, I agree with that. The one detail Sarah has left out that I happen to recall from a previous call of hers on the same topic, is that she is in a government-funded apartment complex. She is in a, was it Section 8? Is that right, Sarah?
Well, what it is that there's market rate, but they take vouchers. In other words, maybe like 20% of them, it's subsidized. So it's mixed income. So it's a Section 8 voucher. You could just take the...
So let me clarify then. The apartments you're living in are apartment complexes run by private companies, but they're taking checks from the welfare department?
Well, I only pay $203, and the Section 8 pays like $430 or $440 of it. And then not all of the apartments are like that. Maybe one-third of them are vouchers, and other people pay market rate. So the state is it's like a voucher program. The owners decide to take them on or not, and then I only pay one-third of my income, and they subsidize two-thirds. But it's a low-income apartment. So then, therefore, you just
But wait, aren't you on welfare as well? Like, you don't work, you told us before.
Well, I'm on disability.
So what you're actually doing is you're paying for your apartment, your one-third that you're responsible for, you're actually paying with that with other welfare dollars. So you're completely 100% funded by the government in this case. In which case, your complaint previously was that you couldn't find an apartment that was non-smoking, and a quick Google search revealed that it's actually pretty easy to find non-smoking apartments in the city of Albuquerque. Now, whether or not those non-smoking apartments take Section 8 money, I don't know. I didn't look that far into it. But ultimately, you know, I agree with Rich on this. I mean, it was your choice to move into a place that allowed smoking. You knew that when you moved in, didn't you?
Policy was because it was not very clear.
Well, you should have looked at it.
If that's important to you, I would suggest that next time you rent, you ask what the smoking policy is.
Yes.
Anything that's important to you, you should try to know.
Absolutely. Sarah, good luck. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. New York City, according to the AP, is planning to start enforcing a first-of-its-kind requirement for chain restaurants to use icons to warn patrons of salty foods after getting an appeals court's go-ahead to start issuing fines. But it's not the final word on whether the regulation will stand. The novel rule took effect in December, and some eateries already have added the requisite salt shaker-like icons to menu items that contain more salt than doctors recommend ingesting in an entire day. The penalties have been in limbo as the National Restaurant Association fights the measure in court. That clash is ongoing, but an appeals court Thursday lifted a temporary hold on issuing fines while the case plays out. Fines can be up to $600. The city will begin enforcing this rule in just about a week, 1 week from today, June 6th. Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio applauded the appeals court's decision on what he called, quote, a common-sense regulation that will help New Yorkers make better decisions and lead healthier lives.
Yeah, that's not government's job.
Oh, yeah? Why not? It seems to be that way in New York City.
Because
they want to protect you from cradle to grave.
Yeah, well, I wish somebody would protect me from them. That's what I want. I don't want to live forever. I want to live however long I live free.
And enjoy salty foods along
and
the way if you darn well want to.
Enjoy salty foods without being nagged about it by the very menus I order them off. If I'll tell you what, if they want to do something like that, they should be unobtrusive, they should leave other people alone, and they should publish a list of restaurants of which they approve. And if people care who they approve of, they can go look up one of the restaurants that they think is great, and they can go there.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about the salt crackdown coming in New York City. Remember, this is the same place where you can't, I think it's buy more than a 16-ounce cola or something like that.
Oh, yeah. New York City is
855-450-3733. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. New York City targeting restaurants. The story here at Fox5NY.com claims they're targeting chain restaurants with a new regulation that an appeals court has temporarily upheld, saying the city can start enforcing the fines against Salty Foods if a restaurant does not have the salt shaker icon on different items on their menu that have more salt than one is recommended by whatever doctor somewhere to have in a one-day time frame, then they have to put that that icon on their menu or else face fines of up to $600. The rules will begin to be enforced on June 6th. It's Ian and Rich in the studio here tonight. You know, if the city claims that they're protecting people, I wonder why this regulation only applies to chain restaurants. I mean, why not mandate that every single restaurant? I'm not saying they should, but why just the chain restaurants? Are you saying you can't get salty foods from a Chinese food place that's not a part of a chain? Of course you can.
Yeah, that seems like a bizarre distinction to make. Maybe designed to kind of skew the market towards small business, but, you know, that seems like a weird way to do it.
Yeah, it seems like it would be as far as if you're looking at opening a restaurant, obviously there are benefits to franchises where you pay a certain amount of money into Burger King or, you know, whatever company we're talking about that does franchise restaurants. Subway is one of the more notable ones. You pay X amount of dollars in a franchise fee. You have to kind of go along with some of their promotions that they have. They sort of create a plug-and-play system for you. It's already been pre-prescribed how you start one of those businesses. So I guess that's sort of the attraction of running the franchise. Plus, you get the name of Subway, Burger King, or whatever, and you don't have to build a brand for yourself. On the other hand, there are definitely some issues with running a franchise, and maybe this is, you know, maybe you're right. This is an intention of the city to try to discourage franchisees.
Yeah, there tends to be one of the differences between modern liberal thought and classic liberal thought. Classic liberals were free marketers, and modern liberals tend to be more on the socialist side. And one of the... let's see. I'm sorry. I completely lost the prophet.
Socialists and free market. Socialists, you know, their opinions on running business.
Yep. I'm sorry. Carry on.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Certainly here on this show, we support the free market, which would mean that, you know, there should not be any kind of regulations that favor one particular business over another. It seemed like what you were saying was that there are some of these newer liberals are the ones who favor.
The newer liberals have a bias against bigness for the sake of being bigness. They hate Walmart, not necessarily because Walmart is bad, but because Walmart is big, and therefore they assume it is bad.
Big must be bad.
Okay. Yes. Unless it's government, in which case it's good. I don't know why. If it's not violent and it's big, it's bad. If it's big and violent,
it's
good.
For the good of humanity.
Yeah.
Today's decision, this is a group calling on the city Thursday to delay enforcement voluntarily until the appeal is resolved. The organization said in a statement, quote, "Today's decision will force the men and women that own New York City's restaurants to start complying with this unlawful and unprecedented sodium mandate before the court has a chance to rule on the merits of our appeal." Unquote. The average American consumes about 3,400 milligrams of sodium per day, while the recommended limit is 2,300, or about a teaspoon. Experts say eating too much salt over time can increase the risk of high blood pressure and heart disease, pointed to such restaurant fare as cheddar bacon burgers with nearly 4,300 milligrams of salt and boneless buffalo chicken salads with more than 3,000 milligrams. New York City officials say the warnings help make diners aware of how much sodium they're consuming. But the Restaurant Association argues the city should leave nutritional warnings up to federal regulators. These restaurant associations, these industry associations, they're a constant disappointment. Whenever there is some sort of proposed regulation in whatever the industry is, and the industry association of note is opposing that regulation, it almost never do these organizations take any kind of free market approach. It's usually some kind of statement like, well, while we support responsible regulation, we don't think you should be regulating us in this way. How about we just, in this case, how about we just let the federal government decide how to regulate our business? Like, come on. I mean, aren't there any liberty-oriented industry associations out there that you know, don't want to see regulations put on any business that exists?
Well, why would you form a trade association then? You don't need one. Trade associations exist. Adam Smith said that it is rare for people of business to come together for any purpose, but that their conversation turns to a conspiracy to raise prices. And he actually suggested that although if it wasn't a violation of natural liberty, that organizations of business people should be prevented from coming together. Although he said that somewhat tongue in cheek, he wasn't actually saying that, but he was saying it's not necessarily a good thing when they do it. It's kind of a necessary evil.
Well, right. They usually seem to form in response to regulation.
Form in response to regulation. Quite often, though, they form to promote regulation, and specifically they promote the regulation
against
which will benefit the entrenched powers and harm the little guy, the up-and-comer, the small business. And that's how big government becomes the friend of big everything else and the enemy of small business.
Right, because the government is ultimately protecting the established business interests, which, of course, we've seen play out on the national and international stage with the whole Uber and Lyft versus the Arcade City controversy. These ride-sharing services, or actually, I guess, more like Uber and Lyft versus the taxi cab companies, where the taxi associations are advocating for regulations of Uber and Lyft. They want, so they've been beaten down for so many years by the government They want everybody to be equally as beaten down as they are. And that's unfortunate because it kills innovation.
And the risk is the risk argument is so astounding to me because it is legal to jump out of a perfectly good airplane with a parachute, which is that's a true. Big risk. But it's illegal to take a ride with a stranger. Now, which of these things do you really think is more dangerous? Ride with a random stranger, unbackground checked, or jump out of a frigging airplane at 30,000 feet?
Well,
I think the first one's safer.
I think riding with a stranger
is safer.
So, the regulations that apply in the taxi cab business are absolutely insane, and they are definitely driving innovators out. In fact, there's news about Austin, Texas, where Christopher David, who's the founder of Arcade City, he's a liberty activist from New Hampshire, he's moved to Austin on a temporary basis.
He moved?
Yes, he has moved to Austin, and he says he's coming back to New Hampshire.
Okay, groovy. Is he going to sign up for the Free State Project in between?
I think he already did that. But
okay. Is he from here?
No.
Or is he... Okay, he
he's
moved
a free stater.
Groovy.
He moved here once, then went to California, then moved back here, and now he's moved to Austin. And that's because they are targeting Austin, Arcade City, which is a decentralized ride-sharing system that they've got an app that will be coming out soon, hopefully. Right now they're using Facebook groups to communicate riders and drivers. I remember one of the things I was going to say, and that is that what you said wasn't entirely true. It's not illegal to take a ride from a stranger. It's illegal to give the stranger money for the ride that they give you. So you can go around and give people rides to and from anywhere. You're a felon, Rich, and that actually prevented you from getting approved by the Uber background check system when you applied for it a little while back. But that doesn't mean
you can't. For selling weed, not for anything that harmed anybody.
And that doesn't mean you can't go out and start Rich's agorist taxi cab or whatever and start taking people. Well, I guess if it wasn't collecting money, it probably wouldn't be agorist. Rich's taxi or Rich, you know, Rich rides or something like that and just give people rides. Give drunk people rides home from the bar just as a community service and charge nothing. That would be completely legal in pretty much every city across the United States. But as soon as you charge $1 for that ride, or even in some cases accept a donation, even if you don't even ask for money and the passenger says, Rich, I feel like I got to give you this $5 bill, and you accept that $5 bill, then all of a sudden the government says, you're going to need a license for that.
Ah, yes. Well, in my church, the principle of balance would require that I accept a donation, so that would be an interference with my religious freedom.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Maybe we should talk a little bit more about what's happening in Austin here in moments, and you can share your thoughts on the salt fine or whatever you want on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at guns80.com, and my wife says, no more guns, and then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special, their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. Guns80.com, the Trump special, ask for it. Guns80.com.